CliffCentral.com.
Am I supposed to choke? Had an accident when the chosen broke. Aw, poor baby, born by a lady. Now I'm paying child support.
It's your baby!
I take it one time, and I don't need to...
What? What happened there? Oh, man. Sorry, my fault. I think I pressed something that I was meant to press.
Guys, they ran out of money. You know those guys were.
D12.
Fortunately, D12 ran out of money.
Purple pills. All right, it's time for us to find out what's going on in the news. Let's get straight to Mabale Moloi and see what she has for us in her bag of tricks for this morning. It is time for you to get yourself updated.
La, la, la.
Mike says he knows why that song was cut, because we're playing the clean version. Why would we do that? You don't have to play the clean version. And Christoph says, I just landed at Kinshasa Airport and they showed a CNBC Africa interview with Brent Lindekew on the flight. Flying Cliff Central's colors high. That's very cool. He says, from a proud CliffCentral.com listener, since day one, no really, I have not missed a single morning show. Christoph, we love you.
You know that Brent has been everywhere, hey?
AN7,
CNBC, CNN.
Yep. That's right.
He's
he
not
gets
messing around.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Let's look at the news. What's happening, Mubs?
Let's begin with a bit of court news, Gareth.
Oh.
Firstly, there is a man who is going to be in court today. This is the man who was behind President Jacob Zuma's assassination plot. He's expected to be in court today. A man who allegedly circulated an email claiming high-ranking officials and politicians wanted to assassinate the president is going to be in the Pretoria Magistrates Court today. His name is Ernest Nkosi. He is 26 years old. He is said to be the person behind the email which claimed that Zuma's life was in danger. He allegedly sent the emails to the Minister of Police, the spokesperson of the Gauteng government, the Crime Intelligence Divisional Commissioner, and BMW dealership South Africa.
Oh, wow.
At the time of his arrest, Hawks spokesperson Hangwane Mulawuzi said Nkosi wrote in his emails that there was a vehicle whose seat was poisoned and that the poison was aimed at the state president. So that's why BMW was included in this email.
They poisoned the seat?
He alleged that they poisoned the seat, which was aimed for the president to sit in, and then the poison would activate and kill him.
What?
He further claimed that members of the SAPS VIP Protection Unit, as well as members of the Hawks, also including some parliamentarians, were involved in the plot to kill the president.
Yeah.
So now this guy is headed to the Pretoria Magistrates Court today. I don't know if any of you remember the story, because I came across this morning and thought, I don't remember us making a big deal about this story.
I don't remember anyone, except the only person I remember trying to kill the president was his wife.
I was going to say, there was a bigger story around that alleged, that allegation than this one.
And how does this dude have all this information?
Well, this is probably why everybody's looking at him going, you sound like a guilty person, guilty of something. We don't know what just yet. But you sent this email to all these people. You made all these allegations.
It sounds
so
like bullshit.
We're looking at you now. You've kind of just drawn a big bullseye on yourself, and everybody's looking at this guy. Wow. Nkosi was charged with contravening Section what of the Intelligence Services Act. He allegedly impersonated a state security agency official. He called himself Dr. Ernest Nkosi. He was also charged with fraud for using a cell phone number recorded under another person's name. So
wow,
that is what he's being charged with.
This whole presidential assassination thing is overrated. I was reading, you know, we've had a prime minister assassinated in South Africa. Can you remember? It's time for a history lesson. Is everybody ready for a little history lesson for this morning? Come on, I know you are.
Sorry, what did you say? A minister? What?
We've had a prime minister.
A prime minister.
Essentially, at the time, the equivalent of our president, who...
Which year?
No, I'm not giving you clues, Sia. Come on.
Was it during the dark days of the apartheid?
It was during the dark, terrible days of apartheid, correct?
Okay. So you would have been a white man.
He was a white man.
Okay. See, I'm narrowing it down.
Yes, good.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where I get stuck.
Anybody with anyone want another clue? He was stabbed in the neck.
Whoa. So it's not like a shot from across the street.
It's never as dramatic as
he was
movies.
Stabbed in the neck by a man called Dimitri Tsifendas.
Shh.
1963.
I don't think any of us
H.F. Verwoerd.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, Verwoerd. He was
stabbed to death.
He walked into Parliament and he was going to go and take his seat where Gedleklekisa sits now. And he was greeting some people. And this messenger, parliamentary messenger, came in, Tsifendas. And it looked like he was going to give him a message. And he pulled a knife out from under his jacket. And he stabbed Verwoerd in the neck. I think it's three times.
Oh, wow.
And he bled out and died right there. There's your history lesson for the morning. You didn't know this?
What do the initials HF stand for again?
Hendrik French.
French.
F-R-E-N-S-C-H, I think. He was Dutch. He was born in Holland, actually. H.F. Verwoerd. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So there we go. We've had an assassination here in this country. There is our history lesson for the morning. But Gedleklekisa continues to survive all assassination attempts. You know,
even supposed poisoned BMW car seats.
Which is such a dumb way to kill someone. Really, you're going to rely on the seat? Isn't he wearing clothes? The president doesn't travel naked. So you got to get through his clothes.
Visuals.
You got to hope he sits where you think he's going to sit. I mean, what a stupid... Whoever these people are, if they did try to pull off this kind of assassination, what dumbasses.
And I mean, does the president get assigned a specific seat when he gets into a convoy?
I could tell you, though, that in a car... The behind the driver is never where the principal sits.
Why not?
Because behind the driver is usually, you know, it's considered riskier to be on that side. So what they usually do is they put the driver, then they have someone like the kind of security boss or whatever in the passenger seat in the front with the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And then the principal usually has the whole back seat to themselves, but they essentially sit behind the passenger seat.
Okay.
That's how it usually works.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's how it works with the President of the United States and members of important organizations and royals and so on.
What? Okay. Indulge me for a second. What if you poisoned the entire back seat and then as the president gets in, he puts his hand on the seat or, you know, he touches part of it?
That's what you're hoping to happen if you're going to do this. But this is a very risky assassination. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's very foolproof to me. Couldn't you just... get a sniper on a roof or something? Wouldn't that be better? I don't know. And also, why do we have to kill politicians? Keep them around. They're very entertaining. Especially Owens. Can I read this in a Donald Trump voice for you?
What is it?
This is... someone wrote this and I saw it on Facebook, so I decided to print it and bring it in here. Someone asks Donald Trump, what is 2 + 2?
Okay.
Okay, now based on all the other answers that he's given, do you want to hear what kind of an answer he would give here?
Sure.
All right, because you know Donald Trump, how he talks? You'll get the basic gist of it now. I have to say a lot of people have been asking me this question. No, really, a lot of people come up to me and they ask me. They say, what's 2 + 2? And I tell them, look, we know what 2 + 2 is. We've had an almost 8 years of the worst kind of math you could imagine. Oh my God, I can't believe it. It is horrible. Addition and subtraction of the ones and the twos and the threes, it's terrible. It's just terrible. Look, if you want to know what 2 + 2 is, do you want to know what it is?
Sure.
I'll tell you. First of all, the number 2. By the way, I love the number 2. It's probably my favorite number. No, it is my favorite number. You know what? It's probably more like number 2, but with a lot of zeros behind it. A lot. If I'm being honest, I like a lot of zeros. Except for Marco Rubio. Now, he's a zero I don't like. Though I probably shouldn't say that. He's a nice guy, but he's like 1010001001. And you know how it goes. He's like a computer. You know what I mean? He's like a computer. I don't know. I mean, you know, so we have all these numbers and we can add them and subtract them and add them, times them even. Did you know what? We could times them or divide them. They don't tell you that. And I'll tell you, no one is better at the order of operations than me. You wouldn't believe it. So we're going to have the best on 2+2. Believe me. That's his answer. Sure. Instead of just saying 4. Okay. Because that's how Donald Trump talks.
That answer would have been worth 15 marks in an exam.
That's him. Telling you. The guy would have... that's how he answers a simple question. What is happening in the U.S. at the moment? Did anything exciting happen over the weekend? Do you want to hear Donald Trump talking to Megan Fox? They finally made up.
Oh,
you mean
no.
Megan Kelly?
I mean Megan...
Oh, yeah.
I always say that. So, because she's on Fox, you see. Megan Kelly. Megan Kelly! Here it is. Listen to this.
Mr. Trump, one of the things people love about you is you speak your mind and you don't use a politician's filter. However, that is not without its downsides, in particular when it comes to women.
Oh, yeah. This is this is the reason they fought in the first place.
Women, you don't like fat pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account.
Only
is
Rosie
several...
O'Donnell.
No, it wasn't. Your Twitter account.
By the way, what douchebags of this audience? They think it's perfectly cool and acceptable for people to call women those names. They're like, yeah!
Thank you.
For the record, it was well beyond Rosie O'Donnell.
Yes, I'm sure it was.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
All right. So that was obviously what got him upset. You can hear he's already bristling at the idea that this how dare this reporter ask him these questions and hold him to account for his own words. Right. But then they did end up seeing each other on a TV show. They had a discussion around debate moderating. You know, the moderator is the person in the debate who kind of keeps everything under control. And Donald is full of compliments for Megan suddenly.
And I think, again, I'd cover things that a lot of people wouldn't cover. And I think I know the issues better than most, if not almost all. I mean, I know moderators that are doing debates that don't even know what they're talking about. They're just asking questions. They don't even know what the question means. So I think we would do very well. We'll have to see what happens. I mean, one of the problems that we're having is they want me to give up the possibility of doing the independent run. And while it's not something I want to do, it's not something that I'm going to give up.
Do you really think that you're a better moderator than I am?
No, I could never beat you. That wouldn't even be close. There would be no contest. You have done a great job, by the way, and I mean it.
Thank you. I'm glad we cleared that up.
she got her own back. Anyway, well done to Megyn Kelly. But Trump is still, he's boycotting any debates where she's the moderator.
From now on.
That's what he said. And we will be watching the rest of the primaries unfold now. Trump in the lead. Jeb Bush has dropped out, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And it was the saddest campaign. Just didn't get any traction. Can you imagine how embarrassing it is at a family dinner or whatever where it's him and there's his dad who was president and there's his brother who was president. And they're like, hey, Jeb, what are you up to? And he wants to hide under the table. Can't be easy being poor old Jeb. What else have you got for us, Mubs?
Well, speaking of American presidential royalty, Gareth, Nancy Reagan died over the weekend.
Oh, I heard about this. I was meant to talk about it earlier, but I'm glad you brought it up
now.
Well,
you can talk about it now.
I saw pictures of Nancy Reagan, and trust me.
Don't trump this. Be careful with your words.
You have little faith. I saw a picture of Nancy. And she appears to have been dead on the inside for much, much longer than we thought.
You know what? I was also looking at pictures of her because she used to be an actress back in her day,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. She was quite something.
Aging is such a terrible thing that happens to human beings.
I know.
It's the biggest flaw. It's just not fair.
It really isn't fair. And the thing about it is it's going to happen to every single one of us. We're all going to look terrible.
We're
going to
look like Nancy Reagan eventually. That's something to look forward to.
Boy.
Huh?
She died over the weekend, aged 94.
She held on for a long time.
She really did. The former actress, who was fiercely protective of husband Ronald Reagan, through a Hollywood career, 8 years in the White House. She also survived an assassination attempt on her husband, of course, not on herself, yep. and Alzheimer's disease. She took care of Ronnie.
That's right.
When he was struck with the illness. I'd find this a little bit creepy because apparently Ronald Reagan used to call her mummy.
he was desperately head over heels in love with her. He really did love her to pieces. It was actually a beautiful love story.
Okay.
And do you want to give her a little bit of credit here? I've said that she was dead on the inside. But now let's try not to be so horrible, shall we?
Okay.
Let's try to give some credit to this woman who really, without her, there would not have been much of a Ronald Reagan.
Right, because wasn't he in acting as well before, you know, long before he became president? He was, because I think that's how they met. She was a Hollywood actress. He was like a prominent film actor.
Yeah. She was all kind of about keeping him up there and making sure that he had everything he needed. And I mean, the guy was, you know, we found out afterwards, he was very demented, Ronald Reagan, towards the end.
Very well.
But listen to this. Here's Larry King talking to Nancy about Ronnie.
You very well. You look up private in dictionary. Your picture is there. Any of it too private for you?
I don't think so. No. And all that he said about me, that wasn't terribly private. It was personal and sweet.
Very sweet.
So sweet. It was true. We didn't like to be apart. We just didn't like it.
No, he writes repeatedly that she's gone overnight. I'm lost.
I know. And I remember one country that we went to. I don't remember what country it was. But they put us in separate bedrooms. Well, Ronnie was just having a fit. I don't know if they ever moved us or what, but we didn't like to be apart.
Ever miss him? I mean, not ever miss him. How much do you miss him?
Ronnie?
How long has it been now? I can't remember. It seems like yesterday.
I know. To you, maybe. There are people who told me that it gets much easier. Well, maybe for them, but not for me. I miss him more now than I ever did.
There we go. She's talking about Ronnie. Of course, he didn't even know who she was by the time he died. He had the Alzheimer's and he was gone. You know? But there we go. There's Nancy Reagan, who they really did love each other to pieces. They honestly, it was one of the most beautiful love stories. And he said, when I don't have Nancy around, I feel like I'm only half alive. Isn't that nice?
It's sweet.
That's something nice to say, right? Anyway, so Nancy Reagan is dead, 94 years old. Good innings.
That's a long time.
Yeah. Former First Lady of the United States and the widow of Ronald Reagan, also a famous actress in her time. But there we go. Her biggest contribution. You know, she was a tremendously dignified woman, this, actually. There's no scandal. You'd think actor and actress in the White House is going to be pandemonium.
Well, I mean, you immediately think Marilyn Monroe-like tendencies.
Correct. But none of that. It was all very, very much a dignified presidency. Ronnie was the oldest president in a long, long time. And she did a campaign. They had a big problem with drugs, these two.
Yes. She started the Just Say No.
That's right.
Anti-drug campaign.
That was in 1986. Listen to this.
Many of you may be thinking, well, drugs don't concern me. But it does concern you. It concerns us all. Because of the way it tears at our lives, and because it's aimed at destroying the brightness and life of the sons and daughters of the United States. For 5 years, I've been traveling across the country, learning and listening, and one of the most hopeful signs I've seen is the building of an essential new awareness of how terrible and threatening drug abuse is to our society.
Well, you know what? You can either stay away from the drugs, live to 94 like Nancy Reagan, or you can start taking the drugs now and you won't get that old. Up to you.
Just say no.
That's it. Nancy Reagan.
Of course, the only other anti-drug campaign that was more popular than hers was Mr. Mackey's Drugs Are Bad.
That's correct. That's even more important. Yeah. In fact, I think he drew inspiration from Nancy. Didn't he eventually, he brought her onto his campaign, didn't he?
He probably did.
Drugs are bad, okay. All right, what else is in the news?
Hollywood are beside themselves with excitement, Gareth.
Oh, why?
After a knife was found at O.J. Simpson's estate. Dun, dun,
oh, shit. Yeah. Isn't O.J. Simpson still in jail?
I actually don't know what the story with O.J. Simpson is. I think Ben knows better than I do where he is.
Somebody help us here.
O.J. was jailed for armed robbery, and he really branched out in the crime stats. I mean, this whole murdering his wife was like just his intro. But when I saw this headline of the weekend, I thought people were live tweeting that show about him at the moment.
Well, and this is the thing, is there's been a lot of talk around the new show that's currently playing. And
I love the guy. He writes a book, If I Did It, about how he would have done, you know, the kahunas on this guy.
Okay, so more than 20 years ago, after the world was gripped by the O.J. Simpson murder trial, police have uncovered a new piece of long-buried evidence. The Los Angeles Police Department confirmed that they're carrying out DNA tests on a knife said to have been excavated at Mr. Simpson's property 3 years after he was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman. Now, according to TMZ, a construction worker found a folding buck knife buried under the edge of the estate as the house was being demolished by its new owners. So this is after Simpson was acquitted. This is after he'd left the property. New owners came in. Hmm. They decided to do a whole demolition thing. And then this construction worker finds this knife. The man turned his discovery over to an off-duty police officer who was doing security work on a film shoot nearby. This officer then decided, actually, this knife is a souvenir, so I'm going to keep it.
This OJ knife. I'm going to keep the OJ knife.
I guess this is what he thought.
Yeah.
So he thought, souvenir, I'm keeping it. And then in January this year, he mentioned the weapon to a friend of his at the LAPD's robbery homicide division. And then the superior subsequently seized it for further investigation. So now everybody's like, wow, who does this knife belong to? And what do we know about
the knife? It's the Nicole Brown Simpson killing knife.
So authorities have confirmed that, yes, we are running DNA tests on this knife. But remember, under double jeopardy rules, Simpson cannot be tried again for the murders. That's already been done, right? So nothing can happen to him at this stage.
It's finished. It's over.
Now, skeptics are saying, how convenient that this knife is in the news while this series is playing out on our TV screens.
Exactly.
Isn't somebody looking for publicity now because this show is on TV? So there are a whole lot of conspiracy theories happening around this knife that they're now saying that they're going to be conducting DNA tests on. Because remember, they never found the murder weapon.
No. That's why they had all those gloves and Kardashians and things. Right?
Kardashians and things.
Yeah, right.
Has anybody been watching this show, by the way?
Anybody? Flax, have you watched it?
It's really good.
Really?
It's really, really good. I'm up. Hold on 1 second.
No. All right. We'll take calls. 0861-555-189.
I saw it was on Fox last night, but I was too tired to sleep, so I recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen it yet.
Nah, I haven't watched it.
Well, there's a new show clearly going on the back of that, Freeing a Murderer. Because that Making a Murderer has kind of hit the skids after that didn't go so well for Stephen Avery.
By the way, here's Sponiso, who's on the line, who wants to talk to us this morning. Hey, Sponiso, how's it?
How's it going?
Good, man. What can you tell us?
Good. I just want to tell you about my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned 21 on Saturday.
Hey!
Yeah, hey. And I had I didn't plan for it to get this out of hand, actually. Because, you know, I thought I'm going to have a couple of friends over. Like, we're going to chill and everything.
Uh-huh.
And it got crazy. It got crazy.
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 Right.
It got crazy. Like, we partied on Saturday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Right up until, early. I think we got back at the house at 6 a.m. on Sunday.
Wow. Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
You know, you never know what to do, and people sing every birthday to you. Do you sing along? What do you do? But, it was insane. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys. Sounds like you had a pretty wild night.
I did, and I enjoyed it so much. And now I'm back at work, which is exciting.
There's the reality hitting you right in the face.
Yeah, that's it right there. And also, I'm going to the Nicki Minaj concert on the 20th.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be epic. I'm looking forward to that so much.
You think she's going to twerk and show you her big?
She better. I'm in the Golden Circle. She better twerk that ass.
Anaconda.
Yeah, that's what I paid for. That's the only reason I'm going there.
Damn straight,
Skippy.
That's the
only reason I'm going there. Yeah.
All right, dude. Well, listen. Happy for the birthday, and we're glad that you told us about it. And please try not to end up in jail or anything. All right?
No. I'm not planning on going to jail anytime soon.
Thank goodness.
Well, even if I do, I'm going to probably get myself out because I'm a Canada attorney, so I'm probably going to know how to wiggle myself out of that situation.
Don't be so sure, because the problem with all of that is that not only do you then end up in jail, but you also lose your license to practice law.
Well, yeah, that's the sad part. Yeah, but I'm just going to try and stay away from jail.
All right. Very good. Sponiso, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye, dude.
Bye-bye.
That's Sponiso, who wants everybody to know he turned 21 over the weekend. Had a big party to celebrate.
That's a good motto to have in life. Try to stay out of jail.
It's a simple thing, but it works, you know? A lot of us like that. We kind of live our lives by that simple rule. Try to stay out of jail. What else have we got in the news?
Would you like to find out which are the world's best and worst passports?
Oh, hell yes. I was thinking about this the other day. You know, you can, if you spend enough money in certain countries, in terms of investing in them, if you put enough money into those countries, you just get a passport.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
but you're talking millions, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, you have to have quite a lot of cash, but you can. All right, so who have we got, Mubs? Are we going to look at the worst or the best?
We're going to look at both, Gareth, and then we're also going to find out where we as a country fall in terms of how good or bad our passport is.
Okay.
So the list has been compiled by London-based consulting firm Henley & Partners. They've been doing this every year since 2006. And it's Henley & Partners and the International Air Transport Association. They rank nations by how freely their citizens, unencumbered by immigration red tape, can explore the planet.
Okay.
So this year, it shows that citizenship of a superpower doesn't carry the clout it once did. For example, the United States, which ranked first in 2014 and 2015, has now dropped to fourth place.
Huh.
So you think America, and you're like, America the Great. But then as it turns out, no, their passport is not the best in the world. So let's begin with the worst because, you know, it's a ranking system.
Can I guess? Afghanistan or Iraq?
Afghanistan is correct.
Shame.
I feel so bad for Afghanistan. They end up worst category in a lot of different categories.
How they keep beating Syria is mind-boggling.
Well, they're shittier than Syria. That's how bad they are.
Syria is five places above Afghanistan, Ben, so not too far off. But yes, Afghanistan are worse than Syria on this list.
So if you have an Afghanistan passport, you'd be better off with like a letter signed by your mom. If you want to travel anywhere, you might as well leave Afghanistan with a letter. Your mother, my son is a nice guy and he's allowed to travel. That would be better than an Afghan passport. If you've got one of those, just use it for firewood.
Pakistan is also there.
Pakistan. Well, I mean, Christ, they share a border and it's about as porous as a sieve.
Iraq.
Yeah. Another beautiful country that I can't wait to go and visit.
Somalia, Syria, I've already mentioned. Libya, Sudan.
Oh, my God. This is like a rogues gallery.
Iran.
None of these countries, if they disappeared into the abyss right now, we wouldn't miss one of them. Libya. I don't see anybody lining up to go to Libya. Ben, know anyone who's been to Libya recently?
No, Gareth. No. That conversation's dried up ages ago.
Just like Libya.
Okay, now, out of 107 countries that are on this ranking, South Africa is 54th out of 107, which kind of puts us halfway, right?
That's not great.
So we are, for example, we are better in terms of our passport
than Afghanistan. That's terrific.
Than Sri Lanka.
Okay.
We're better than North Korea.
Well, yeah, because no one from North Korea gets to travel.
Goes anywhere.
Yeah.
We are better than Angola. We're better than Madagascar, Haiti, Egypt.
This is not a great crowd to be better than.
Okay, we're better than Egypt.
Okay.
Mozambique.
Yeah. Still waiting for at least one shining star.
Okay.
We could say we're better than Denmark. Then we'd be nice, you know?
No, we're not better than Denmark. We're better than the Dominican Republic.
Okay, but everyone is.
We're better than Armenia. I'd love to meet somebody who's been to Armenia.
Well, that's where the Kardashians are from, aren't they?
Yes, that's
there
Kardashian
we go.
Land.
They should shut that country's borders immediately.
We are better than the Philippines.
Yeah, but I mean, they've got the Abu Sayyaf rebels. Did you remember them? They captured that Kali and Monique. Don't you remember? And they dragged them around the jungle for a couple of years.
What?
You don't remember that?
Kali and Monique,
you don't
who?
Remember Monique Stradom?
No.
Man, she's even been in here. We've met her, Mubs.
So she was captured by rebels in the Philippines.
She and her husband were in... They were somewhere in that South China Sea, and these Abu Sayyaf rebels, they captured them and took them away. There were pictures of them. They wrote books. Don't you remember?
I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Anyway, Philippines. I mean, what a country.
Saudi Arabia.
Another really terrific country I can't wait to go visit.
Jamaica. We're also better than Qatar.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's a relief.
Wow. More of the Arab world.
Okay, so let's look at the top 10. This is now the best passports in the world.
All right, top 10. Here we go. Let's get this going.
Oh, gosh, should I say top 10? Oh, okay, let's do top 10.
Why? Would you want to do more?
No, 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 it's fine. Tied in 10th place are right. Slovakia and Iceland and Hungary.
Uh-huh.
In 9th place is Malta. Australia is 8th.
I think Malta's one of those countries that if you just go there with money, they'll make you a citizen.
Sure.
Like, not a lot of paperwork. Maybe it's a one-pager. Yeah. A one-pager and an ID photo, and you're in the top 10.
Okay, but also remember that this ranking is based on how easily people are able to move around, right?
Right. Got you.
So, 9th place is Malta. Australia is 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Beating Australia is New Zealand. I'm sure they'll be happy about that. In fact, New Zealand and Greece tied in 7th place.
How does New Zealand... I mean, it's such a terrible... How do they get up there with all these good countries?
It's because they're just completely non-offensive in every single way.
Weren't we having a go at New Zealand just the other day about something else?
And their flag.
And we should do it again.
We were going on about their flag, and they just watered down our Aussies, basically. I think that's what was being
New
said.
New Zealand. I mean, really.
It was, and New Zealand won something. They came up in a ranking list again, very high, higher than us.
Yes, that's why we were having a go at them, and here they're higher than us again.
Do you know that New Zealand was the first country to give women the vote?
In the world?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
How's that?
Progressive, then.
Progressive. All right, but anyway, let's just move past our hatred for New Zealand. Where are we? We're at 7?
New Zealand and Greece are in 6th place. Now, there are a lot of ties here. So, tied in 6th place are all these countries. Switzerland, South Korea, Portugal, Norway, Luxembourg, Ireland, and Canada. All in 6th.
South Korea's in there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
In 5th are Singapore and Japan. I almost said Japan.
Singapore and Japan?
Yeah.
So a Japanese passport's up all the way up there?
All the way up in 5th place.
Wow, who knew?
In 4th place, the USA, the Netherlands, Denmark and Belgium.
Oh, that Denmark.
In 3rd place are the UK, Spain, Italy, and France.
All right.
In 2nd place is Sweden.
Okay.
And then the best...
Wait, let's give it a drum roll. Best country to have a passport from is...
Germany.
Oh, no.
Because you can enter 177 out of 218 countries in the world without a visa.
That is so interesting.
Aria Kelman has a German passport. You know that?
Does he?
Yeah. He can pretty much go anywhere.
Well, with a German passport,
he's allowed to
enter 177.
He's allowed to start. He can start his own country right here.
Which just goes to show those refugees are smarter. They didn't just go somewhere. They went to the best country. They were like, screw this. We from Syria. They went from 105th last in the list to the best.
The Germans. Are you telling me the Germans have the best passport in the world?
For 2016, according to this index, Gareth, by Henley and Partners and the International Air Transport Association, Germany has the world's best passport.
Well, well done, you Germans. You're so fastidious and careful about everything. You know, and you know the world's watching you after two world wars, so you got to behave yourself. I suppose people are less nervous about Germans. But they are everywhere. I mean, I met Germans this weekend. There are Germans everywhere.
Well, that's because they can...
We like to travel. Yes. We have great passport. We can go... We are living in your garden right now. We have set up tent and massage parlor. Und wer wearing Lederhosen and Tiroler Hude? German passport. The best passport in the world? How embarrassing that we're at number 54. I mean, for God's sake. What is that?
There's actually people that have started companies that you pay them, I think it's like $100,000, and they'll try find somebody that's a relative of yours that came from Germany to try link you to that to get you a German passport.
I'm going to look into that. I got an ancestor. Problem was he left Germany in 1703. Oh. I don't think that'll count. Wow, the Germans. Well done to them. Okay. I suppose, you know, when a German says to you, this is what, this is the fact here, I have done my research, and this is what we have discovered, you know that they're probably quite meticulous about it. I mean, Germans very seldom make mistakes. And they're very particular about paperwork. So there, if you want a passport, you got to get a German one.
And you know what? It's all about relationships, because these guys who did this index, they explained that visa requirements reflect strongly on countries' relationships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So criteria that a country will consider when considering giving visa-free access to citizens of another country will include things like diplomatic relationships between the countries, reciprocal visa arrangements, security risks. So essentially, we as South Africans just need to up our connection abilities, and then that will push us up on the ranking of
you'd think we'd have a lot of friends, you know. Let's go to the lines. Yes, sir, you want to talk about your German visa? Go ahead.
Werden wir nicht vergessen, aber wir werden auch die nicht vergessen, die den richtigen Weg einschlagen.
Said, all right, I think we might have had a crossed line. All right, let's move on.
Stop that guy from calling in. He's very aggressive.
A very aggressive fascist on the line there.
It's one of the bad factions, isn't it?
What?
I looked up to get a German passport.
Yeah?
You have to live in Germany for 8 years or longer. So I don't know if it's worth it.
Germany's not so bad.
I don't think I've ever been there.
No, I don't think you have. You would have remembered. That's a shitty answer to your own question, but there we go. All right, what else is going on, Mubs? There must be some important stuff that we need to know.
What, like none of the stuff that I've given you today is important?
No, please, don't get offended. You're very defensive this morning. I meant there must be more.
Okay. All right, well, let me tell you about, we remember Gerinel, right? We kind of think of him as the hero in the Oscar Pistorius.
Gerinel walked past me in the gym the other day. I didn't recognize him.
You are an embarrassment.
I didn't even recognize the guy.
Why, was he not gymming in his gown?
No.
He
didn't go, Mr. Pistorius. I didn't have any of that to
deal with. So then how do you know that it was him when you didn't
recognize
him?
Someone told me. Someone said to me, you see that guy?
That's Gerinel. Yeah.
People being out of costume is so bizarre.
I know. The advocates must walk around in their advocates' robes the whole time. I mean, at least we'll recognize them.
So, controversial Hawks boss, Bernie Glemeza.
Yeah, this is the guy who the court said is the least honorable person in South Africa. I mean, what a thing to be called by a judge of the court. That you're the least honorable, you have the least integrity out of anyone in South Africa. And you're the head of the Special Investigations Unit. Isn't that amazing?
That's quite a title to have.
What a total douchebag you have to be called that by a judge in court. And your name is Burning Ntlemeza. I mean, that name alone, it sounds kind of like there's something going on there. Burning, first of all. B-E-R-N-I-N-G. It's not even, I don't even know where that comes from.
I don't know.
His mother must have been high. Burning Ntlemeza. And Ntlemeza, it sounds like he's kind of sticking the knife in you and turning it a little bit.
So, Mr. Ntlemeza is gunning for top prosecutor Gerinel.
Oh, really?
Remember, Gerinel, of course, is credited largely with ensuring that Oscar Pistorius was convicted.
Yeah, so why doesn't this guy like that?
According to the Sunday Independent, the Hawks have launched a probe into Gerinel for possible contravention of the Public Finance Management Act.
Yeah?
They're alleging that he approved a payment of R1.5 million to a member of the unit to install spying equipment in the offices of the NPA. Gerinel has to mount a defense against possible charges that he contravened the Public Finance Management Act. He is accused alongside former Scorpions investigator Andrew Leask, who is also being investigated for the same offense.
Jesus, sounds like everyone's turning on each other.
Investigators discovered that the 1.5 million rand approved by Nell and Leesk was not paid to the unit member's account, but into his wife's ABSA account.
Uh-oh.
See, as soon as you get a spouse involved. See, red lights.
Like the wife's ABSA account should never have that kind of thing happening to
Why
it.
Why are you moving funds into your partner's account?
Yeah.
It looks dodgy immediately.
Because it really is, you know. It's really very dodgy.
Yeah, Ntlameza is understood to be implicating Nell in the controversy over the alleged rogue unit at SARS.
Okay.
I don't know here.
Kala says, here's an easy way to get a German passport. Marry a Namibian German. They all have ancestral passports. Let me just hop across the border, marry a Namibian German. How do you like that?
That's easier than...
Jonathan says, it's funny, all the countries in the world with the worst passports are all countries the USA has bombed. And Mike wants to know, Gareth, what is the closest you've gotten to serving jail time? Well, I was arrested for speeding, you remember that. But I think that's probably the closest. I've never really been in other serious trouble. I'm not known as a lawbreaker. I mean, it may take you by surprise, Mike, but that's that's me. I'm afraid. The most exciting thing about me is I drove too fast. that's the top of the pile. If you want to call us, 0861-555-189. If you want to Skype us, it's Cliff Central, one word. If you want to get hold of us on WeChat, you can message us just like Carla and Jonathan and Mike and Roman and Lindsay and Carl and everybody else have. And you can tweet us directly from the Cliff Central app by hitting the little tweet button and it comes up on the screen in front of us so we don't miss a thing. Anything else we need to know?
Gareth, there was a lot of hoo-ha that was made regarding a very sexy, very risque picture of a lady last week who was wearing a bikini in ANC colors, black, yellow, and green, right?
I saw the picture and I approve.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah. It turns out she's not ANC at all.
She's
Jamaican.
Not ANC at all. She is now, well, she says that she wants to sue the ANC because what happened was the at ANC Joburg account commented, what do you make of this new ANC swimwear? Hashtag registration week, hashtag vote ANC. So they used the picture of this designer who is a Jamaican designer.
Yeah.
Who really was just posting a selfie of herself going, yay, going in for a pool, for a dip in the pool. It's fun.
Right. And she's a hot looking woman. She's got a good body and she's wearing this yellow and black and green bikini.
All of a sudden, this picture of hers has been liked and retweeted and commented on tens of thousands of times. The at ANC Joburg account took down the tweet eventually because somebody in the top said, take it down. And now this woman has consulted her lawyers and apparently she's saying that she wants to sue.
Well, good for her.
Why are you going around using my image as your own?
How dare you? Especially because she's not political and she doesn't even know who the ANC are. She's like, she's Jamaican.
She's Jamaican. She's a designer. She makes swimwear and she was wearing a very
racy
one that day and it happens to be green, black and yellow.
Just like the Jamaican flag.
Yes.
Which actually happens.
Yeah, and newspaper printed it too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Good, huh? Sexy looking piece of swimwear.
Yeah,
I bet you her sales would go up as a result of this.
I mean, the one half of the bra area really just covers the nipple. It doesn't
just
cover
really,
anything
yeah,
else.
It's basically
just
the nipple.
Yes.
That's right. We like that. Anyway, so she's going to sue them, huh?
She says she's speaking to lawyers and she says she wants to sue.
Well, good for her. Go for it. Let's see what happens there. We'll keep an eye. Have you seen this picture, Flex? What do you think?
I did. She's hot.
She's
a good
looking woman.
I heard the ANC retweeted it. Is that it?
Yes. They took the picture and then they used it as a drive for people to go and register over the weekend.
Why would you retweet such a like a picture like that? She was hot. She barely had anything on.
You dumb bitch.
Exactly. That's why.
Can you imagine if they actually dressed the ANC Women's League in that?
Oh, no.
Because you've seen the Women's League.
No,
they're all over 70 years old and hugely overweight, right?
No. Let's not.
Good Lord.
Let's not do that too.
That would be unattractive. Can you imagine that, Sia?
Let's please. Yeah, we're trying to have clean thoughts for
thoughts
a new week.
A lot of people are eating their breakfast this morning
exactly.
And they're not holding it down.
Speaking of which, did any of you register this weekend?
I'm already registered. What do you mean? I know my civic duty.
Yeah, I'm already registered as well.
Okay. Not like you slacker. Did you?
So can I just say I'm kind of disappointed. I went to register.
Uh-huh.
No one wanted to hold my hands. No one wanted to sing the national anthem. Come on. Like, I thought we were going to get patriotic.
Were there a lot of people there?
No, I got there. I like went in the afternoon at around like 3 yesterday.
You're registered in Soweto?
Yeah.
Okay, and about 3 in the afternoon, just you. There was no queue.
There were about like 4 other people there.
4 people?
Yeah.
Were they Bantu Holomisa, Mosiwa Lekota, Jacob Zuma, and Helen Zille?
Actually not.
No?
Yeah. All I just got was the next. I was like, but you guys...
And you you thought this is going to be a big moment where they'd have a band saying thank you for coming to register Sia, and they'd have a ticker tape parade down the street.
Like I needed like flags. I needed the South African flags. I thought we were going to paint our faces. Like,
you know, what goes on in your head is just unbelievable.
So what if I feel very patriotic in the moment?
Sia, why don't you start a party on registration day? I mean, on voting day. So when you go and vote, get people riled up in the queue and start a party.
There with my own t-shirts and give them away.
All right, before we move on from this, I see that during the debate in the State of the Nation address, one of the statements that stood out was UDM's Bantu Holomisa's appeal to President Jacob Zuma to make a dignified departure from public office. Mm. He's working on an exit strategy for the president.
It's a lovely idea, but he didn't have exactly a dignified tenure, so how's he going to make that stretch?
As dissent against the president starts to build in the ANC and potentially explosive court rulings hang over his head, there have been some informal talks about how to contain the disaster-prone Zuma presidency. As the recall option used against former President Thabo Mbeki is not viable, Holomisa is proposing a way out that the ANC and the opposition could buy into in the interests of the country. If you want to read more about that, you can find out on the Daily Maverick. That's an article by Ranjeni Moonsami today.
So, Mr. Bantu Holomisa he's offering to outline an exit plan for the president.
What a guy.
Sure.
Don't we love him now? We loved him before, but we love him now, right? And the best is there's this picture of him and Jacob Zuma, and they're both like, hey. Mm. But you could see they don't really love each other. How could they? They loathe each other.
Gareth, if we can quickly cross to a man in Saudi Arabia, Warren Jacobs, on Skype.
Jesus, how did he get hold of her? Are you allowed to phone from Saudi Arabia?
Good morning, Gareth and team.
Are you allowed to do this, or are you going to be arrested after this and they're going to cut your head off in the street?
I think so, Gareth, yeah. I'm actually sitting in the middle of the desert.
Yeah?
In my car.
Don't describe anything more, because they can tell what kind of desert you're in. They'll come for you. All right, what's going on there? What are you doing there?
I'm working for a company called Saudi Aramco.
Shh, don't say
doing
it.
A pipeline.
Okay, you're putting in pipelines for oil, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sitting in the middle of the desert watching a pipeline go into a ground. Mm. And it's as boring as fuck. I don't know what else to do.
I'm so jealous of your life.
but one thing is for sure, I am loving the show. I loved the big move you made from 5FM, you and Mavali, and I just from now to I think until the show ends, I will just sit here and listen to you guys.
Well,
awesome. Thank you
look,
very much.
I mean, you know, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed is king. And basically, you're sitting there. You've got nothing else to do. So we're only, you know, we're not your first option. You just can't do anything else.
There is quite a lot of stuff to do here, you know. I can watch porn. I can watch, like, some other stuff.
It would be inappropriate.
I
think it would be inappropriate while they're laying pipe in the Saudi desert and you've got workers all around you for you to be watching porn, if you don't mind. But listen, I need to know, do they pay you really well for that?
Oh, extremely well. I get almost, I think, 7 times my salary that I would get back home.
Well, then you know what? You got to do it, dude.
Exactly.
So where do you live?
And
where do you
coming
live?
Coming off. Sorry?
Where do you live in that shitty place?
Sorry?
In Saudi Arabia. Where do you
live? I live in a place called...
What? Uh-oh, the government aren't in.
I live in a
See? There they come.
It's called
Run! Run! They're coming for you. They got a big, sword out. I can't hear a damn thing. Listen, they're cutting.
Anbak, which is quite close to the Qatar border.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed all of that. We were busy making fun of the fact that we thought the government were coming to kill you.
Yeah, we thought you went into SOS there, Morse code.
Try again. Oh, no, he's definitely been killed. There we go. Executed by Al-Qaeda. Sorry, it was nice to know you, dude.
Oh.
Bye-bye, Warren.
Sorry.
Let's all say a quick farewell. Mubs, would you like to say some final words? He did mention you, especially. Would you like to say a final couple of words to Warren?
Oh, sorry, man.
No,
oh,
shit, he's still there.
Oh, yes.
I was about to give the eulogy. I was about to say they'll throw you into the ground. You know, that's the custom over there.
I stay in a place called Anbak.
Anbak. Hello?
Yeah.
Is your head still on?
It's still on.
I can hardly hear you, but we'll proceed with this with caution. Do you have to subject yourself to certain rules over there that you know, things that you couldn't do over here, that you could do here that you're not allowed to do there?
Yeah, first of all,
talk into the phone. I can hardly hear you, dude. What's wrong with you?
Sorry, Gareth. The signal must be bad.
No, it's just you had your phone up your ass. Come on, try again.
Yeah, like, for instance, looking at a saudi woman, it's totally not allowed. You know, they're all dressed up and all covered up. Even then, you are not supposed to be looking at them. You just be, you know, looking straight ahead. And
well, what's to look at? You may as well look at a black rubbish bag with a slit cut into it.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
I mean, how can you even tell? How do you know who you're talking to half the time?
Yeah, that's a good question. All year, you know, it's just these female boys coming underneath this black veil.
Yeah.
Other than that,
Bush.
No, it's not. You look just like every other woman in Saudi Arabia.
It's Barbara Bush.
And other than that, they have this thing called Saudis First. You know, we even if you are in line,
yeah.
If there's a Saudi coming or standing behind you, they will put the child first. You know, so you go first and push the other guys to the side, and that.
Oh, that's
so
lovely.
You must wait.
That must really make you feel wanted.
Exactly, exactly. The only thing that I'm here for is for the money, and the rest, you know, yeah. Saudi is a shit place. Obviously, that's horrible.
Yeah. Do you get to meet other people from other countries? Is it you guys all kind of band together and do this horrible work with each other?
Yes, we do. There's quite a lot of South Africans in Saudi.
Yeah, I believe
so. On a Thursday, the guys go to a place called Bahrain, which is like, it's like a haven 3 hours away from Saudi. And the guys, you know, they can drink, you can meet women, and, you know, just watch movies. You know, in Saudi, there's actually no cinemas allowed.
Live like a normal, civilized human being, you know, unlike these horrible religious laws that apply in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you met any hot women over there in Bahrain?
No.
Of course not.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Of course not.
Definitely not.
Alright, what's the last movie you saw?
Deadpool.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome.
Alright, how like that?
Sorry?
I've still got to see that movie. Alright, listen, I'm going to let you go, Warren. It's fascinating to hear from you, but this is a terrible line, and we will try again later. Please stay alive and continue to lay those oil pipes so that we can get our petrol cheaper. That's all I care about, alright? All right.
Thanks for the show.
Thank you, brother. Cheers. Okay, and thank you for listening to us. We love you from afar.
Thank you, Gareth. Keep on.
There we go. It's obviously a mental patient to be in a place like that, right?
Seven times what you can earn here.
Yeah, that's not bad money.
Seven times is enough to make you get in a plane.
You think so?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Mubs, would you do it?
Oh,
sorry, you couldn't. You're a woman. What a ridiculous question. They wouldn't take you in.
Well, I guess that answers that then.
Yeah, well, that's how it works there. Sorry. Those are just the rules. I didn't make them. Allah did. Is there anything else we need to get to?
No, we're done.
That's the news with Mabali Moloi. When we come back, we'll speak to a guy who we've had in here before. I love talking to him. Dr. John DeMartini is in. He's over here from the U.S. I want to talk to this guy because we need to crack the code around why so many people in this country are so pessimistic at the moment, how we can change that. You know, he's done a lot of amazing stuff, Dr. John DeMartini. He's often in South Africa. He gives all these talks, and he wants to talk about understanding prejudice as a human character trait.
Ooh.
Huh? Isn't that interesting? You want to hear from this guy. I love having him here, so he's going to pop in and talk to us. We'll talk about that and a lot of other stuff. Of course, he's got the DeMartini Institute. He's trademarked a whole lot of ideologies and methodologies in human development. And he has been in the movie The Secret, Mubs, which a lot of people love to see because it's given a lot of people a new way of dealing with things that life throws at you. So Dr. John DeMartini will be with us in the next few minutes. We'll take your calls, 0861-555-189, and we'll find out what's going on in the rest of the world, too. A little bit later on, I'll give you the lineup for the rest of the day on cliffcentral.com. There's lots to look forward to, right? Plenty on the way.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861-276-453.
CliffCentral.com.